G'day, it is day 112 for me.
Good evening, I'm on day 33.
And we are stopping at West Sabine Hut. I don't know exactly sure how to say it correctly. And it was a 7 hour, 55 minute day where we chose not to complete a last minute 3 hour segment, which could have got longer, could have been shorter, but our bodies were a little bit achy. And so we're going to doing that tomorrow, and that's to Lake Head Hut, which is a very short day. Blue Lake Hut. Mm-hmm. But that's cool because it should be a gorgeous hut with stunning views, and we might be able to hang out with more sandflies there.
That's right. That's what we're hoping.
Yep. And that's before we do the wild pass. But today, what we did, and you got ants under on that log. Just in case ants might be crawling up your pants.
That's okay.
No, I didn't see them. They're on the log.
That's all right.
Okay, then.
They're enjoying it.
Well, we left John Tate, and what happened?
We had to get up early.
Yeah, we got up early because we were worried about how long it was going to take us because it was a hard segment. John Tate to Upper Travers Hut was meant to be 3 hours. We did 2 hours 15, which is fast for us. We whipped that out, and we were like, whoa, that's awesome. So we then head off again, and from there, during that segment, there was nothing really going on, except you come into the mountains themselves, and it was like, whoa, look at you guys, they're huge, and they're just standing out lots. And then the next part was, from there, we went over the Travers Saddle, Travers Saddle, and the saddle, you know, we were thinking harsh and all that kind of stuff, but then the fact that you'd done the Richmond Ranges, this was nothing. It ended up, we're getting there and we're kind of making fun of it, going, where are you? Why are you not giving me something harder? And we got through that real easy. It didn't take long. So what was meant to be 6 to 8 hours, all weather depending and stuff, we did it in 5. And it was an uphill and then it was downhill.
Uphill and downhill.
And the downhill just shot our knees a little bit. We were just a bit sore from that. And then it was just all downhill. A lot of bit of scree kind of gravel stuff that we had to deal with. Rocks. And then trees. We come across this really cool gorge. And it was just deep. It was like 40 metres down. It was quite, but real thin. It was really cool.
There's a bit of snow. We saw a little bit of snow up there.
Yeah, not too much so, but just a little bit. It's been too hot for much to stay. And then, got to the hut we're at, and there's lots of people here. It's actually a busy hut, so it's the first time we've had a real busy hut. And that's all we got.
Bye.
Have a good life.